Karel van Mander, again in 1604, about Adam van Noort, who is also a skillful figure painter.
The Maagdenhuis has been Antwerp's orphanage for girls for more than 300 years. It is now a museum that holds a compact collection of valuable paintings, largely on subjects about its role in the city's social history. Here, we meet Rubens' second teacher, Adam van Noort. One of his paintings hangs in the former chapel, still in its original place. It's called The Presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. According to an old legend, Mary's elderly parents, Joachim and Anna, took her at a very young age to the temple in Jerusalem. They wanted to prepare their daughter for a life consecrated to God. This story is part of the apocryphal writings. However, Catholic Church still celebrates this event on November 21. It is intended to inspire girls not to restrict themselves to knowledge and skills. They should also acquire religious virtue. Adam van Noort, who lived from 1562 until 1641, learned the craft from his father, Lambert. Adam ran a studio at Hofstraat 22 in Antwerp. He counted Rubens and Van Balen among his pupils. But most of all, he was Jordaens' main teacher. This Jacques Jordaens married his daughter Catharina on May 15, 1616. Jacques repeatedly portrayed his extended family. The central figure in the painting The King Drinks, or Twelfth Night King, can be identified as his father-in-law. Let us focus on the painting again. Layers of varnish have darkened the original fresh colors. A restoration would possibly bring them out of the shadows again. The composition with figures in the foreground and with figures in the background is typical of the late 16th century. The central theme is in the middle, and in the grey background, we catch a glimpse of Joachim and Anna at the Golden Gate in Jerusalem. A painting like this still tells several chapters from the same story. Later, in the Baroque period, that will shift to a single cover story. The characters display expressive hand gestures towards each other, but hardly move us as spectators. We don't feel emotionally involved. Even though we are sympathetic towards the logic that this edifying educational work is in its place here, in an orphanage.